These are the issues that matter to Chattanooga.
From City Hall to your neighborhood, they have you covered.
This is Chatta Matters Now.
The city of Chattanooga is sitting on a lot of money in its savings account. Like, a lot. A lot more than they need to cover emergencies. And that's been a trend not only for cities across Tennessee, but for state governments too. Tennessee's rainy day fund has more than doubled since 2019. That's for a couple reasons. One, governments have been more conservative in budgeting since the pandemic, and they've been getting more tax revenue than they expected. Also, states and local governments have received a bunch of federal funds for COVID relief. So recently in Chattanooga, the mayor and city council have been spending their extra cash. They've taken $65 million out of savings over the past year, and about half of that is helping pay for the city budget right now. The rest is being used for big ticket projects around the city. Things like timing the traffic lights down Broad Street toward Lookout Valley, fixing Crest Road, and repairing the sewer. Plus, the city's making a big investment in pensions for police officers and firefighters, because for decades, the pension fund hasn't been getting the money it needs. Even after spending all this money, Chattanooga still has $88 million in the bank, which is still much higher than the minimum savings cities are supposed to have. A new budget season is right around the corner, so we'll have to see if officials dip into those savings again.
Thanks, William. That's William Newlin of ChattaMatters.com. Make sure you go to ChattaMatters for all of your civic updates on what's happening right here in the Scenic City. And to stay informed and to keep up to date, make sure you follow ChattaMatters on all social media platforms. If you're looking for a direct link to all of their reports and more, hits96.com.